With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. As Montana reopens its economy to tourists, Governor Steve Bullock says the state will begin to alert the public about non-residents who test positive for COVID-19. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
During a press conference Wednesday, Governor Steve Bullock said the state would let the public know when out-of-state visitors test positive for the coronavirus.
It's in the best interest of folks in our state to know if someone has the virus in their community, even if they're only there for a short time being.
Bullock said since the state dropped a two-week quarantine order for non-residents June 1st, five people visiting from out of state have tested positive. But Bullock declined to offer any details about where those people visited, were tested, or whether they might still be in the state. But Bullock did say the state would soon include non-resident positives on its coronavirus tracker. Flathead County has already modified its local COVID-19 dashboard to reflect out-of-state cases. Health Officer Hillary Hansen.
We feel like this is important information for our community, particularly in an area where we see a high number of tourists, and provides a better picture to our community members about what's happening with COVID.
Hansen says there is one active out-of-state case in the county, and that person is isolating locally. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Custer County reported a new cluster of six related COVID-19 cases yesterday. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports county health officials today issued a two-week recommendation for residents to operate as if they're back under phase one of Montana's economic reopening plan.
Custer County Public Health Officer and physician Mike Ketchkesh advises limiting gatherings to 10 or fewer people, curbing inessential travel, and avoiding contact with vulnerable populations.
We're working on trying to pause business and activities as usual. I know folks were, myself included, really eager to get out for the summer. But right now, Custer County is in a very, very different place than the rest of Montana.
Bighorn County also issued new health restrictions last week amid a rising case total. Several tribal governments are taking a more measured approach to reopening, too. Ketchkesh says all 19 of rural Custer County's total cases were reported in the past 2 weeks. That's one fewer case over a much shorter time span than both Cascade and Lewis and Clark counties, which are heavily populated compared to Custer.
And we don't have Helena's health department or the woman power, the manpower that they do there.
The Montana National Guard is holding a mass testing event in Custer County on Friday. Ketchkesh says more than 500 county residents have been tested so far. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Kevin Trevlin is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Statehouse reporter. Montana has reported the most new confirmed cases of the coronavirus in a single day since last March, as the number of infections in the state continues to trend back up. The reports Thursday of 25 new confirmed cases came from every region of the state. They include cases in Richland County in the northeast, Bighorn County in the southeast, Gallatin County in the southwest, and Flathead County in the northwest. No new deaths were reported, and that left the number of fatalities at 20. On the economic front, applications for temporary unemployment continued to decline from record high levels earlier this spring. A Montana family has settled its more than decade-old lawsuit that alleged racial discrimination tainted an FBI investigation into the 2005 shooting death of a Native American by a white man on the Crow Indian Reservation. Under the settlement, the family of Stephen Bear Crane and their supporters will meet with high-ranking officials from the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI to relay their concerns about unequal treatment of Native Americans on reservations and to push for a third party to reinvestigate the killing. No money was awarded to the family, and both sides will bear their own court costs. Great Falls was the only city of its size in Montana to shut down paratransit for 2 months due to the novel coronavirus. When paratransit in Great Falls was shut down, Sheila Leegland had to find other ways of getting around, things like asking for rides through church or using paid services like Uber and Lyft. But sometimes those options weren't available or affordable, and Leegland says she wasn't alone.
And we have friends that don't have computers or anything, so they were really stuck.
Leegland and her husband have relied on the city's public transportation to get around for more than 30 years. Other cities like Helena and Missoula continued running paratransit while the service in Great Falls was shut down. Bob Kelly, the mayor of Great Falls, says he didn't expect the transit board to shut down paratransit. Kelly says the city offered to provide proper personal protective equipment like masks for drivers.
recognizing the tumultuous consequences of the people who were stranded, we offered to go to any length we possibly could with city resources, county resources.
Jim Helgeson, general manager of Great Falls Transit District, says out of concern that a driver could potentially pass COVID-19 onto immunocompromised passengers, the difficult decision was made to close shop.
You know, everybody's trying to figure this out. Being responsible for those people that use our system, we just felt it was safe and prudent, and there again, you hope you make the best decision.
Paratransit in Great Falls has been back up and running for about a month, averaging 150 rides a day, requiring everyone to wear a mask and buses to be cleaned daily. And as for planning for future spikes of COVID-19 in Montana and how Great Falls Paratransit will respond, Helgeson says,
we know that there are different opinions on what's going on, and we're sticking with the CDC and the governor's control over that.
A Great Falls Transit Board meeting will be held Wednesday, June 24th, which will include time for public comments. With Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.